everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。那在节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。大家可以微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。
Right. All these books are carefully selected and are highly recommended. Keep on reading. You'll definitely make some progress in English learning. All the books are waiting for you in our public account. Good luck, everyone. So, now it's been more than 1 year since the outbreak of COVID-19 here in China.
Yeah.
Summer, how do you feel about your daily life?
I was really worried for the first few months. But now, at least in most places, I think our life has been back to normal.
Did you see that last month BBC interviewed two Chinese girls asking about their daily life?
Yeah, I saw that report and the video. It made me furious and speechless.
I think that's media hype covered up by an interview.
Yeah, I can't agree more. Media hype, 意思就是媒体炒作。那这一次作妖的呢，就是 BBC 的一篇采访。所以我们今天就一起来看看这次炒作的又是什么内容。如果大家想拿到节目笔记呢，欢迎到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So the topic of the interview is how ordinary citizens feel during the economic recovery.
Right. BBC interviewed two girls asking about their job and how they felt about the pandemic.
I think now everyone is familiar with the word pandemic.
Right. Pandemic.这个词我们再复习一下，指的就是全球性的流行病。所以这次 BBC 呢，就是采访了两个女生，问她们现在，哎，工作怎么样啊？还有她们对这次疫情的看法。
Now, it may sound like the BBC did this with good intentions, but then what these two girls had to say and what the BBC chose to report was just irritating.
Right. When asking about the pandemic, one girl said,She believes that China initially made a mistake and allowed it to spread. She also added that, of course, China should be sorry for this.
Not only that, she also felt sorry for Wuhan's early mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
She said that China helped other countries and tried to, and I quote, make up for our mistakes.
哎，看到这个地方我真的只想说一句 excuse me, 就是采访里面记录了女生的各种歉意。说疫情的开始和传播都是我们错误，之后我们帮助其他国家呢，也是在弥补错误 ，make up for our mistakes.
Look, I think the bottom line here is no one or no country should be blamed for the start of a pandemic outbreak.
Exactly. You don't need to feel sorry for having earthquake or hurricane, right?
But people should feel sorry for passing the buck and not doing anything to contain the spread of the virus.
Right.Passing the buck 指的就是推卸这个责任，所以中国是不需要因为疫情的爆发向世界道歉，但是推卸责任不采取行动来控制疫情，这个我觉得真的才是需要道歉的。
And Summer, did you notice that the girl used we instead of I?
Yeah.
She said, as ordinary people, we are sorry for this.
But the thing is, we are not sorry for this.That's her attitude, not ours. She can't represent billions of Chinese.
Exactly. So that's why this interview made many people furious.
对，他们是代表不了我们的。那我们就可以说 they can't represent us. 关键词就是这个 represent, 代表。
Everyone knows that only two girls cannot represent the whole of China. The BBC also knows this. But they still report that, not just in print, but also in video.
对。当时看到这篇报道的时候，我真的还觉得有点奇怪啊，为什么 BBC 会登出这一篇一点深度都没有的采访？我当时还觉得是个假新闻 ，I thought this interview was fake。我就去官网搜原文，然后还去 YouTube 搜这个视频，结果发现这真的就是 BBC 的原话。
Yeah, so it's like I said at the very start, this is just media hype covered up in an interview.
哎，我们说 Colin 看事情啊，比大多数人都要准，而且更透彻。所以这个词 media hype 我们刚刚说过指的是媒体炒作，我们知道 media 这个词对吧，指的是媒体。 But why is media hype?
Hype, H-Y-P-E. It means attempts to make people think something is good by talking about it a lot.
So it means exaggeration. 就是夸张的大肆宣传炒作。
Like, you know how there's usually a lot of publicity and advertising before a movie comes out? Well, that's also media hype.
嗯哼，但是我觉得这种媒体炒作过头的电影啊，一般都不好看。Because a good movie doesn't need too much media hype.
Right. Hey, now Summer, do you know this word? Stunt.
我们刚刚讲到电影嘛，那有的很刺激的动作片里呢，就会有这个 stunt, 意思就是特效、特技。如果是特技的替身演员，还可以说 stunt man, stunt woman.
Yeah. But other than that, this word can also mean something that's done to attract people's attention,、
mm-hmm.
especially in advertising and in politics.
So it's another word for hype.
Right. And、this collocation is used a lot. Publicity stunt.
Oh, so 这个 stunt 除了指特技啊，还可以指噱头。那 publicity stunt 就是作秀，一种宣传手段。
I think these two phrases can explain the interview from the BBC.
同意。所以回到这篇报道上，其实真的就是媒体炒作一种噱头了。Media hype or publicity stunt， 我们呢是用心无愧，毕竟我们是用事实、用数据、用行动在说话的。
Summer, did you know the time?、
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when this interview came out?
It's December the 6th.
So, do you know that 5 days later, on December 11th, it was found out that an Italian 4-year-old got infected with COVID-19 in November 2019, much earlier than its first official disease case?
You see, 我就记得欧洲很多地区啊，官方的第一个案例都是在2020年。但是刚刚 Colin 的意思是，就是在19年的时候，欧洲其实就已经有病毒在传播了，而且呢，这个受感染的还是个小孩子 ，a 4-year-old kid.那这个小孩应该就很明显他没有国外的旅行史对吧
No. The kid had no reported travel history. So it advanced the beginning of the outbreak to late autumn 2019.
And actually until now, the source of the virus is still unknown.
Yeah, we know the first place where the virus got identified, but we're still tracing the virus's path.
Yes, trace 这个词呢意思就是跟踪追踪Trace the virus's path, 追踪这个病毒的行径，也就是 find out the source, 找到源头。那现在其实关于病毒源头啊，还不能盖棺定论，所以我感觉这篇报道真的就是啪啪打脸，对吧？哎，考林，那么啪啪打脸，英文可以怎么说呢？
Well, that's such a slap in the face.
哎，非常贴切，打脸就是往脸上呼巴掌，那这个巴掌英文就是 slap.
Right, this word can be used as a verb, like,John slapped his wife.
And now John's single.
Yeah. Or it can be used as a noun. John's wife gave him a slap.
Oh, such a slap in the face.
So we can say that、the article about an Italian boy getting infected is such a slap in the face for the BBC.
Right.
But you know, one thing in the interview is actually correct and makes a lot of sense.
Yeah? What is that?
Well, it says that 1 year after the outbreak of the pandemic, China's economy has rebounded.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe economy-wise, there's no point in hyping. 所以这篇报道里呢还是有真实部分的，就是说疫情过后，中国的经济又恢复了。那这里的恢复用的就是 rebound.
If a ball rebounds, it moves quickly back away from something it just hit.
Yeah.这个球呢从墙上弹回来就可以说 The ball rebounded from the wall.
So we can also say prices or values rebound.、
Mm-hmm. 我知道这个词啊还有一个有意思的用法，它可以表示空窗期，情感上的空窗期。 Like we say someone is on the rebound.
Right. If you have just ended a relationship, that means you are on the rebound. You are waiting for the normality to bound back.
那说回这个经济恢复啊，还有一个词呢也经常会用到， The word is recovery.
Yeah, while 2020 saw a hard hit economy in almost every country, it also witnessed economy recovery in China.
Yeah, recovery is a noun here, 这是一个名词啊，它的动词形式呢是 recover, like our economy is recovering rapidly.
Thanks to people out there working their part during the pandemic, healthcare workers risking their lives,Policymakers prioritizing people's welfare, the economy can recover rapidly and things can go back to normal.
Yeah, 所以说在疫情面前呢，行动啊才是最好的证明。那同时呢，感恩也是最长久的力量。So stay safe and stay strong. 那在节目最后呢，再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家，同时还有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师会在群里带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学，现在限量200个名额，想报名免费体验的赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入啦。
So that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. This is Colin.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。